Swamcast has board game reviews for you. Yeah, we got the good, bad, and other stuff to tell you. So listen up to our board game review. Hoo-hoo's, you'll really like it, or I'll make you eat your shoe. Hoo-hoo's.
So I'm here now with Petra. How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
Did you have, you played a game here at Scarab. What game did you play?
Rhino Hero.
Ah, Rhino Hero. Very cool. Did you have fun playing that?
Yes.
I've seen it before and it looks like a very fun game.
Yes, it is.
So what's something good you want to say about Rhino Hero?
I think it would be an excellent game for the younger people.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that's easy to catch on to and it's fun. And I think for the young kids that can't get into some of the other games that has a lot of reading in it or having to add things, this is just a simple type of stacking game.
Okay. Now, is there anything bad that you can say about Rhino Hero?
I think the instructions weren't very clear. There's
okay.
Walls you have to set up, and it didn't really tell you who sets them up or how they're set up.
Okay. So, what's something other that you can say about Rhino Hero?
Again, the walls. We just kind of made it up as we went along. So we placed the roof, which is kind of the concept of it, is you're building almost like a high rise.
Uh-huh.
And there's a little rhino. You move up on specific turns. And so you put the roof on, which actually is the base for the next level. And it's unclear. Do you put the walls up or does the next player put the walls up? So we decided the next player put the walls up before they put their roof on. So it's just the interpretation. I didn't
uh-huh.
think the directions were clear. So I think that's how it should be played.
Okay. All right. Well, Petra, again, thank you for coming by here and telling us about Rhino Hero. I hope you're having fun in Scarab 2018.
Yes, thank you.
And we're back here again talking with the elusive Mr. Smith, Scarlet, and the man they call Dan.
Handsome Dan.
And they're here this time to talk about a game they played called Rhino Hero. So did you guys have fun playing Rhino Hero?
It is a great game that combines strategy and dexterity.
And it's got a little wooden rhino meeple, so that's always a bonus.
It's not for the faint of hand.
Not for the faint of
yes.
hand.
You have to be very steady.
Okay. So what's something good we can say about Rhino Hero?
It's easy to set up.
The rules are fairly easily okay. explained, so if you need something quick in between other games that are longer length, it fits.
Or for younger players, so that it's entertaining enough going against
okay.
somebody that may be the same age, but it's just as entertaining playing against a younger player because it's more skill
right.
and luck than
okay.
it is strategy.
Okay.
There's a little bit of strategy in there.
Anything else good we want to say about Rhino Hero?
Okay. Got everybody involved.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's always a good thing.
Stand up and play instead of sitting.
Instead of sitting down.
Yeah.
Yeah, we called it the stand-up game because
yeah.
sitting
well,
you just makes
you
too nervous.
Stand and you not touch the table.
Oh, okay.
Or breathe. Or sneeze. Or anything else.
So, yeah, the game will be over if somebody sneezes.
So on that note, is there anything bad we want to say about Rhino Hero?
It can very easily become a drinking game.
Oh.
Well, is that a bad thing?
I don't know if that's bad, per se.
It'd be a very short version.
Well, there is no drinking here at the Scottish Rite Center.
Of course not.
Well, we didn't mean liquor.
But if there was, it would be Drunken Rhino Hero.
It wouldn't last very long.
I think that would be a fun game, though.
Drunken
Rhino
anyway.
Hero.
But anyways, so what's something other... Is there any other thing bad that might be about Rhino Hero? Or did we kind of cover that?
I think
the
only bad thing is sometimes the cards are already pre-bent in a direction.
Yes,
and
you don't have any options after that.
Yeah,
not
once
really.
Once they're bent, they're going to start to lose their shape a little bit, and it makes it more difficult when the flat spaces okay. are called the roofs, and the roof has a section that is... the way that you place your walls on the following round. And it's
okay.
difficult if you can't bend them into the exact shape so that
right.
they fit that mold.
You know, I would say that when that happens, it's time to buy a new game.
Perhaps, yes.
And that's the true beauty of Rhino Hero. So what can we say that might be other about Rhino Hero?
love the wall art. It's really cute.
It's got good graphics. It's very thematic.
It's family friendly in that it's got a lot of quirky little weird things in it. Little hearts and little baking tarts and ducks flying upside down. It's interesting.
Okay.
A lot of parts.
This is true.
That's fair. Well, cool. Well, thank you guys for sitting down and talking with me about Rhino Hero.
Yay.
Okay, so I'm here at the booth, still, at Scarab 2018, and I have Ryan at the table with me. How's it going, Ryan?
It's going well. How are you?
I'm holding up surprisingly well.
Awesome.
So what game do you want to talk with me about,
Ryan? Rhino Hero by Haba.
Okay. Excellent, excellent game. They make some fun products for kids.
Yeah, definitely.
So, what's something good you want to tell me about?
Well, I'm on the hunt for games that I can enjoy as well as my kids. So my oldest is about to turn 5, so I'm looking for games that kind of fit him. And so that's why I started exploring the Haba stuff, and Rhino Hero was fantastic.
Okay.
It had a little bit of dexterity to it and a little bit of balance, kind of like Jenga meets Uno. So liked it a lot. It was really good.
Cool, very cool. Is there something bad that you can tell me about Rhino Hero?
It's a little flimsy because of the nature of the cards and the wall pieces. Okay. So for my son almost turning 5, it might be a bit of a challenge dexterity-wise, especially when you add in the moving the little rhino figurine. But I think it's worth a shot.
Okay. And is there something you can tell us that will fall in our other category for Rhino Hero?
You know, it's quick and easy, and it's not something that I think that you necessarily will just outgrow because... The more dexterous you are, the higher you can build the tower. So it's kind of good for any age.
Okay. Well, excellent. Thank you, Ryan, for coming here and talking to us about Rhino Hero.
My pleasure.
That you played at Scarab Gaming Convention.
Thanks.
It was a board game reviews from the Swarm cast. If you don't like it, then come over and kick your...
Tail! Tail! Toast meant to say tail. Toast. Ooh. Why do you do that?
Oh, yeah.